from London, BBC Caribbean Report. The Saudi dissident facing deportation from Britain to Dominica spells out his reasons for not wanting to go there. Mixed results for the Canadian-owned Omai Mining Company as a commission of inquiry delivers its report on the cyanide spill, and five people have been killed in a plane crash off the coast of Nassau. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Saudi Arabian dissident Mohammed Al-Masri says he will appeal against the British government's decision to deport him to Dominica. The decision to deport Dr. Al-Masri, announced last week, followed pressure from the Saudi authorities, which claim he's used his base in Britain to try and undermine the Saudi Arabian royal family. The deportation order has provoked a political storm both in Britain and Dominica. Dr. Al-Masri has made it clear he does not want to go to Dominica. Today, I asked him why.
The main objection is indeed the questions of safety and the capabilities of work from there. And we are exploring more details about Dominica. There are questions like, this is a government with one majority in the parliament, and it may change any moment. How is the opposition feeling about that? Can we have guarantees from the opposition?